All right, so I've made a decision here. I am going to the Big East basketball tournament next year.
Already booked?
We're getting there.
Okay.
But I'm going to be at the Big East basketball tournament next year. Because I got to go. That's on the bucket list, you know? I mean, I've watched it from afar. Now watching the emotion of MSG, like when a good game is going on. I also think I'm going to do this. So the Big Ten basketball schedule came out of your opponents, home and away, your double plays. UCLA and USC come to Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
So William Kyle III and St. Thomas both will come back and they'll play at PBA. Michigan State is not coming here. If you want to go watch Frankie play, you got to go over to Iowa City. But UCLA playing in Lincoln is going to be kind of cool. USC has played here before.
Yeah.
They ain't bringing Harold Miner with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think next year, I think I'm going to Pauley Pavilion to see Nebraska play.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome.
I have been to Pauley Pavilion. I've been fortunate enough to call a game and watch a game there.
Okay.
But to see like Nebraska there, I think that's going to be on my bucket list for next year. And I wouldn't be surprised, just like, you know, people are like, am I going to go back to the Coliseum this year? Man, yeah. when Nebraska, I've already been to Eugene, I've already been to Seattle, and of course I've been to the Rose Bowl, but man, it'll be different because it'll be a conference game. I'm going to go here, and here. I think next year at Pauley Pavilion, when Nebraska is there, because it will be a kind of a weird look. Oh, maybe weird's not the right word, but like, whoa.
Seeing red in that building?
I think that's going to be on the bucket list as well. But yeah, I'm locked into the Big East tournament next March.
That is definitely one that I've wanted to see. I've only been to Madison Square Garden once, and there was nothing going on. We were just in New York, and we had a chance to go in and see it. This was in one of the many Piscataway trips.
It's like a G-Fed thing on TikTok.
No, we were actually allowed to go.
See if we can get inside of a locked arena.
We were allowed to go in. We were arrangements had been made that we were with the traveling baseball party, and they said, they're like, if you guys want to take a look. It wasn't like an organized tour.
Did you steal anything?
No.
Then take a chair?
No, and they didn't have it really set up. It was just a random
off the wall?
No. There was just a random floor down, so you didn't have the hardwood down. There was no ice. It was.
You know, like, hey, can I go see where the felt forum used to be?
Well, I wanted to sit there for a little bit and imagine, you know, the Reggie game and all the different things that had taken place there. And it was hard to do without a basketball court on the floor. So I was very underwhelmed by it. And especially where it's located, you get off the subway, you walk around the corner, and it's a very unassuming building as far as going in. Yes. You wouldn't think like, this is arena right here.
It's really, really small.
Yeah. It's like, hey, this is Madison Square Garden. Then you walk in, you're like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Well, and then where the arena is actually located, on what floor?
Yeah. I mean, when you actually come down to it. And so it was just, I want to be able to cross that one off too, because I would love to go to the NBA game there too. But the Big East tournament, especially the fact that they can sell that out on the play-in games, is pretty impressive. That type of energy, yeah, I would be down for that.
I'll tell you where we'll be even more so. If they get to Game 7, if the Knicks lose tonight in Philadelphia, and they're playing Game 7 in MSG, well, I know one thing. The mayor of New York City will not be buying tickets, or the owner of the Knicks will not be buying tickets, so that, you know, Sixer fans can't get there. You've lost your card as a good, passionate sports city, Philadelphia. You're buying tickets to keep away Knicks fans. Okay, what are you, Rick George? We've seen that happen around here before. So,
yes,
if you missed it yesterday in Lincoln, Nebraska won a midweek game. Hey!
Woo!
But they did it via the no-hitter of Jackson Brockett. So it led me to think, because we are getting close to districts are starting for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
State tournament for baseball is right around the corner. Tyson Lewis, the shortstop at Millard West, going to be a first-round draft pick. I mean, he's a baller. Just another line of great shortstops that Steve
Dad
Fry
was a hell of a player too.
They produce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, former Creighton pitcher.
Yep, Peyton Lewis.
If Jackson Brockett throws the no-no last night. He's an Elkhorn South pitcher. And this is another year. It's not just Tyson Lewis. This is another year where there's some big-time talent. Cam Kozol is down at Vanderbilt doing work, formerly of Millard South. And there are Nebraska products all over the country. But there are also, in the three Division I programs, some really good guys that stayed in state. How far do you think you would go in the NCAA tournament with a Nebraska-only roster?
In the NCAA tournament?
I mean, would you? You would run out of pitching possibly.
Yeah.
But man, you'd have
some clubbers.
You'd have some dudes 1 through 9.
Yep, you got some clubbers.
If you had your pick of all of the Nebraska kids that are actively playing college baseball right now, in state or out of state.
Wow.
Could you win? Could you get to a super? I mean, pitching is frontline pitching might be your downfall.
Yeah.
But could you get to a super?
I think you could. Yeah, I think you could, especially if you play the minimum. Like, you don't have to work your way out of a loser's bracket or a two-game championship type of scenario. See, and I've actually had this conversation, not at the collegiate level, at the high school level, when you've had...
You mean like creating a super team?
Yeah.
Oh, it's done. It's called portaling in Omaha.
It's good. Well, that's the thing, though, is you will watch when West Side, when Prep...
Oh, I
Lincoln
see what
East.
Schools you're picking.
No, Lincoln East.
Oh, okay.
When they were, the most recent teams have been to the Legion World Series. People don't realize a lot of those Legion teams that they're playing, those are not high school teams. A lot of them are area all-stars. So they're picking between, essentially, if Millard was able to combine North, South, and West to create a team. If you were able to add West Side into the mix, you're able to add... Elkhorn, or use all the Elkhorn South and North and Elkhorn Highs. That's essentially what it is, that you'll see a lot of those teams, and yet you have one high school that's out there, hell, compete in a championship game, falling short, but still be in the championship game of that. Mm-hmm. So then you think, okay, if we could take our most dominant high school this year and then fill some holes with a couple other players from other schools in just in the metro, or hey, we'll branch out to Lincoln and tap into the Lincoln East power. You tell me that wouldn't be a national champion, like at the high school level. Yeah. If you could do that, you would probably have a Legion dynasty.
Isn't that
in
like
this
the
state.
Whole discussion back in the day before there were multiple AAU organizations around here?
Mm-hmm.
The Valentinos team that would go to Vegas.
Yep,
they were truly a statewide all-star team.
Yeah, state all-star.
That
team.
Was your only really AAU, and they would go out there and, I mean, they would put on a show, and people go, "You guys play basketball in Nebraska?"
Right, right.
Yeah. Such a face. Eric Strickland be coming down on you.
Yeah. The Wooldridges of the world. Oh, yeah. Han, gosh, there was... It's... So if you go... if you know, just looking at who Omaha, who Nebraska, Creighton have, you know, that would be about as potent of a 1 through 9 as you're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, so somebody... does something like last night what Jackson Brockett did, and then you watch the night before Nebraska and Creighton, and you go through the lineup, and you got just chock full of in-state kids.
Right.
It continues that this is a really good baseball state for youth. Wish the facilities would be better compared to our neighbors in Des Moines and Kansas City, but at the high school level, and then whether it be Nebraska prospects, you know, where you have an opportunity. This
God,
state,
and I forget
this,
about Papio. Yeah, like
this state for high school baseball is top notch, and it, you know, doesn't get as much attention from the recruiting angle because guys are recruiting as sophomores, and you know, it's not, we don't have websites dedicated like Rivals, the Husker Online site or Husker 24/7 is not all over high school baseball recruiting like we see in football and basketball.
Yeah, perfect game can only do so much, and then a lot of it is just word of mouth, and then you're going to, like you mentioned, prospects, which by the way, that's what this hat is. I know some people are asking. You go to different showcases throughout the summer. You're hoping to get noticed from those as well, but as far as the round the clock recruiting, you're not getting that. And I understand why. I'm not going to even try to compare baseball to football, its popularity and what it means. But it is the one thing that I can go back to even the late 90s and some of those teams, like those Omaha Northwest teams. There was a West Side team with a guy that I had a pleasure of coaching with, Scott Standish. And they had some. They've had some teams that were. I mean, we're talking nationally ranked, and they were falling short of bigger markets, but markets that were also combining the resources with multiple high schools.
Yeah.
You have one high school that's going out and going toe to toe with those types. And it's been happening for decades.
Andrew chimes in on Twitter. He goes, "I'm going on an old school road trip to 13 through 18 states in D.C. this summer with a wife and our 14 and 11 year old. Unfortunately, the only place I could talk her into stopping is at Duke. No other sports stadiums. Oh, Andrew. Well, I hope you get into Cameron.
Yeah.
I'm on a road trip. I see a stadium I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving to see if I could go either walk in or walk around it or drive around it. I'm that guy.
Do you think Coach K, now that he's no longer there, maybe it's easier to get into Cameron?
No.
Probably.
But, Andrew, you will probably be surprised at how small Cameron Indoor is when you're inside. Brian Edwards going to play big. He's got some thoughts on the two-game sixes tonight. Also, maybe we'll get his thoughts on the Denver-Minnesota series that gets going this weekend. That, amongst other things, that our senior handicapper from Vegas Insider will tell you and us about next on 1620 The Zone.